I'm Paige.
And I'm going to do the cold open.
All right, give
talk
her
about
shit.
Jumping the gun. That's a hot open. Are you ready for my announcement?
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically going to read a news release, but let's pretend that I made this up.
Did you write it?
No. Well, okay. Let's not pretend I made this up. Let's pretend this is factual, because it is.
Okay. All right.
New for the 2023-24 season, True North will unveil $13 million in renovations and introduce an expanded selection of food and beverage offerings, including local craft beer and a Winnipeg famous burger to Canada Life Center.
Will it be a fat boy?
It will not.
Oh.
That's a little too topical.
Jeez Louise.
Apparently they're extending the North Concourse.
Okay.
Out to Portage Avenue.
Cool.
Is that where that restaurant was?
Yes.
Was it a Moxie's?
Yes, it was.
Okay. To increase circulation space.
Okay.
And create a cohesive flow for guests.
Cool.
So a couple notable concession offerings.
Yeah.
Burrito 204, featuring burritos, gourmet nachos, and sweet treat churros.
Fantastic.
Okay. I don't know about this next one. This is the worst name ever.
Okay.
For anyone that's been on the internet for more than 10 years. Hot or not chicken.
No. No.
Do you remember the Hot or Not website?
Yes.
Hot or Not Chicken, where you can make your chicken fingers and sandwiches hot or not with a side of kettle chips.
Why would you make them or not?
I guess if you don't like hot, you're going to get them or not.
Okay.
I don't know which is the default, though.
When I think of or not, I think of uncooked.
I'm just walking away at that point. Yeah. Do you want hot chicken fingers or do you want to walk away from this?
I mean, I guess there's chicken salad.
Okay, and here's the last one.
Okay.
The YWG Burger.
Okay.
That's the name of the stand.
Yeah.
The kiosk. YWG Burger, which will introduce an all-new burger menu that includes the famous Salisbury House Nip to the home of the Winnipeg Jets.
What?
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you read this article and 2 weeks ago.
What? Will we publish our opinion publicly on a nip?
I enjoy a nip. But I'll tell you this.
Okay.
There's another signature burger that I think that is going to be worth going to a Jets game just to try.
What's that?
The social burger.
Oh.
Bringing the taste of a classic late night Manitoba social buffet to every bite.
Sweaty cheese.
Salami shoulder. A handful of Doritos and a pretzel.
And a weird mixture of both old and young people. Actually.
That does sound good. So for the those who imbibe.
Is the bun two slices of rye bread?
Doesn't say, but could you imagine if it was? I would eat that. What if it was just two slices of rye bread, some cold cuts, and some cubes of cheese?
Cubed cheese.
But it's $17.
And they don't serve it until midnight. Wait a minute.
And you have to buy an arm's length of tickets just to get close to it. Okay, so for those who imbibe,
mm-hmm.
The new Crown Royal Whiskey Hangar on the 300 level.
H-A-N-G-A-R, for those of you who are wondering.
It will pay homage to Gimli, Manitoba.
Cool.
And introduce new signature Crown Royal cocktails for the regular season.
All right. Where? Section what?
300 level.
Okay. Doesn't say what section?
No. But okay. Just outside of section 310.
All right.
Craft Beer Corner will feature products from local craft breweries, TransCanada, Kilter, and Little Brown Jug.
Hey, those are three good ones.
I would go there for the Kilter. I would go there for the TransCanada Blueberry.
We do like a blueberry ale.
You might have to invite me to a Jets game this year.
I can do that.
I have a long history. You looked me in the eyes when you said that.
I have a long history.
I almost believe it.
I have a long history of being invited to games by you.
Cue the music.
Ooh. I'm Paige.
And this is
Made From What's Left.
That was almost professional.
Okay, let's try it again.
For our 31st episode, we have finally nailed it.
We're in season 2.
I thought we we weren't going to have seasons.
We aren't.
Okay. We were just talking about beer, maybe.
Yep.
Depends what young Rebecca keeps in. We were talking about brews.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to continue talking about brews.
I feel like you're...
It was a segue.
Segueing.
It was a segue. It's the coffee episode.
It's the coffee episode. I'm not wired on anything.
Have you had any coffee today?
Well, you see, I don't know. I guess this means I have to now go into details about my deep denial about how I don't drink coffee just because I don't take it hot.
Yeah, you drink a lot of iced coffee.
Yeah. So,
like by the, is it a gallon?
Boatload?
It's a boatload of iced coffee.
What's the metric version of boatload?
You take a little bit of iced coffee in your cream.
Yeah. Cream delivery mechanism.
Cream over ice, a little bit of coffee.
Yeah.
So to do some research for this episode.
Yeah.
We went to many cafes.
We did. We did a brew tour. Is this part one? Should we
pretend we need to keep going?
Part one? Okay.
Yeah. This was inspired by the Winnipeg Cafe passport that you gifted us with. That I left in my other purse. But it's a great little book.
It's fun.
It is. It's a little passport. You could discover all of the Winnipeg cafes.
Many. Not all.
Many. But there are spots to write in.
Yeah. So if you find an amazing little place, you can write it into the back.
I was going to say there's some places in there that are not like coffee cafes.
Right.
But like restaurant cafes.
Or little coffee counters in something else that you wouldn't necessarily think of.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gets you finding places.
Shout out to Woodcock Cycle.
Let's, shall we?
They have a cafe. So, ironically.
Are we using that in the dictionary way?
Or the Alanis Morissette sense?
Okay.
The first cafe that we went to, we didn't have coffee.
It's true, we did not.
You're acting like it wasn't just a week ago.
No, I mean, I had to look at my notes.
We went to the Cleocatra.
Yes.
Cat Cafe at 859 Portage.
Yes.
I never thought I'd find myself in a cat cafe ever.
And?
I loved it.
What were your thoughts?
It had two out of three of my favorite things.
Cats and coffee?
And crafts.
Oh, and crafts. So wait.
Well, cats aren't really my favorite.
Oh. So coffee and
in
crafts.
In that they're trying to kill me.
They aren't though. They loved you.
They love. Well, they find the person who's the most allergic.
Yeah. It's like magnet.
But yeah, we went last week on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It was hopping.
It was a busy place.
There were like people petting cats and sitting beside sleeping cats.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of cats.
Lots of pictures of cats.
And then enjoying treats.
And the cats had toys that they could play with and they had... Hats. Clothing items that they could wear for the photo ops.
You know what else was really cool?
Under duress.
So the whole place is kind of a trip.
Oh, yeah.
All the walls are covered in like old windows and shutters and doors. And then there's another layer of artwork on top of that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And then there's another layer of like chairs attached to the walls in such a way that the cats can like climb up the walls and sleep out of the reach of people.
Yeah, if they're ever not happy and they just want to be away, they have places to go.
There were like little baskets for them to sleep in and little hiding spots. And
little like old sort of fashioned armoires full of toys. And they give you a cat. Treat?
You're getting ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They do give you a cat treat so you can break the ice.
Yes.
You can come in, buy your affection.
It's quite, their affection. It's quite effective.
Yeah.
They know you're coming with treats.
They're living for those little noms.
Yeah.
I have some tips for visiting the cat cafe.
Okay.
Book an appointment.
Yes, definitely book an appointment.
There is a link in the bio on their Instagram account at Cleocatra.cafe.
Okay.
But also you can check their Instagram for updates because on some days they'll say today would be a good day for walk-ins.
Oh yeah, right. Because if they don't have a ton of bookings, they definitely let people know that there are spots available and they post a lot. Like they're always giving lots of good updates.
I would say that everyone should just follow them for the content.
Oh yeah.
Because the content is excellent.
Yep.
They post their new cats and then they also post their adoptions.
Yeah, so all the cats that you go and visit are available for adoption unless they've already been adopted.
Yes. They were all strays or kittens of strays.
And they were almost all kittens.
Yes. So the way it works is shelter partners take them in and then have them dewormed, neutered or spayed, vaccinated, tattooed, and sanitized.
Sanitized?
Well, probably like defleed.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they're at the cat cafe, they are ready for a loving home.
And
it's a good way to test drive a cat.
Yeah, it is. Although I'm allergic, but I would have happily walked home with
three or four.
Several. Yeah. Yeah. But no, not in the cards for me.
Other tips, dress comfortably.
Yeah, because you might be sitting on the floor.
You will want to sit on the floor.
Yeah. That's kind of where all the action is.
Yeah. Wear socks because the cat room is a shoe-free zone.
That's right.
Although the cats do love a shoe.
The shoe area is a jungle gym for them.
And if you're allergic to cats, take antihistamines before you go.
Which we did.
Which you did.
You didn't?
Which I did. We okay. did.
We did.
We did.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was hopped up. So the cat room admission, you get 1 hour of kitty cat time for $11.20.
Yeah.
That includes an hour with the cats, a craft set.
Yeah.
Which I have to say was a very enjoyable craft to do.
Did you make it?
I did.
And is it in your kitchen?
No, it's in my living room.
Oh.
And a cat treat, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And optional add-ons, drinks, and desserts.
Yes.
So we had strawberry cake.
Yes, it was so good.
Young Rebecca had red velvet cake.
What did you think of the red velvet cake? We're getting nods of approval.
Yeah. She likey.
I would eat that strawberry cake.
And then I had like a jasmine iced tea strawberry iced situation.
Yeah.
With Young seeds. Rebecca had some sort of smoothie. And it had a cat-shaped cookie on the top.
It was super cute.
But also their kitchen is like killing it with the decorated cookies.
Oh my goodness. They're so detailed, that open mouth cat.
And that's a real cat. So yeah. They're making all of the cats, or most of the cats, of the cats.
Or the spiciest ones anyway.
The spicy cats get commemorated in a cookie. So they have been open since May and they have adopted over 60 cats.
That's amazing.
I think the 63rd cat was adopted today.
And they've got all their adopted cats' pictures up.
Yes, we're going to put that on our soch.
And when you're in the cat room, you are encouraged to spend time with the cats and then have your coffee or your treat after.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the cat room, there's pictures of the cats with their names up so that you know who's who.
Yes, and they all have great names.
They did.
I'm sure they all come from the rescue named, but
perhaps.
They all have excellent names. What was the one that was Princess Edward? Is there right now? The very spicy Princess Edward.
And Curly and Mo.
I was also going to say, when they reach 1,000 adoptions, they're going to be free for 24 hours.
What?
All of their services. You can go and spend time with the cats for free. And it's going to be a big party when they reach 1,000 adoptions.
That's amazing.
So I would encourage people to go visit, find your little soulmate.
And or, do your craft. Or if you're somebody who's allergic to cats, just go and take a little bit of an antihistamine and just go and enjoy some cats and then you can go home.
Or enjoy them through the window.
You could really, like, if you didn't book time with the cats, you could still really, like, the drinks that we had and the treats that we had would all be worth going.
Yeah, they had some really interesting drinks on the menu. Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah.
Smoothies.
It was pretty big menu.
Kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on. I expected to come out of there kind of like gross and covered in cat hair.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
Very, very clean.
Yeah.
And the food and drink are separate from the cat side of it.
Yes.
So if you're weird about cats climbing around while you're eating, as I am. And we took our stuff outside and enjoyed Portage Avenue.
It was a bit of an ambiance there.
It's a bit of an ambiance. But it was a nice night. All of their furniture is like antique and mismatched and there's a lot going on.
It's cool. It's such a cool space. There is so much to look at. And I definitely want to go back there.
I do as well. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in. All right. Then we decided to go for actual coffee.
Mm, yeah.
So we did our brew tour on a Saturday morning.
Yes. Kind of like the brewery tour.
Yeah, we tried to get in as many as we could.
Except we were equally as convinced that we might die.
It's true. At least we didn't need like a DD this time.
We didn't need a DD. But on account of the amount of caffeine we consumed in a morning,
I haven't slept since.
Yeah.
Where did we start?
Moss.
Moss, 70 Arthur Street.
M-A with an accent S.
Do you know what it means?
No.
More.
That's a great name.
Right? It's Spanish for more. Like when you say no moss, it means no more.
Ha!
Their little slogan, coffee doing more.
Moss, coffee doing more.
We like that, right? I was going to say they are dedicated to roasting and brewing the best quality coffee in town and will be working in partnership with coffee producers, ensuring that they support fair wages, equality, and environmental diligence along the way.
Huh. All these things.
All these things. I think that all these like independent coffee places are more concerned about fair wages and fair living conditions and environmental practices than, let's say, the place with the red cups.
They have bigger goals.
Just a thought.
They have bigger goals.
Just a thought. So Moss and was lovely. Do you remember what we had?
You had a cappuccino.
That is correct.
I had a tea latte.
Oh, yeah, you did. Do you want to know what a cappuccino is?
Please tell me.
I'm edumacating you on all the different coffees.
I'm actually into it because I really don't know what they are.
Ask me anything. Cappuccino, steamed milk, milk foam, and espresso. Not espresso. Espresso. It has equal parts, espresso, steamed milk, and foam. So like a third, a third, and a third.
Okay. And can I go so far as to say what is espresso?
It's coffee. Coffee that's made in an espresso maker.
Tell me more.
Do you want like the technical definition of espresso?
Fine. No, it's all good.
So you know what drip coffee is? Because we talked about this on the weekend.
Well, because I asked you, what is the difference between drip coffee and coffee? And you said one is dripping water over coffee and the other is pouring water over coffee.
It was the difference between drip coffee and pour over.
Right.
And drip coffee is made in a coffee maker. So water is like dripped onto the grounds, like showered onto the grounds.
Okay.
And when you do a pour over, you're like pouring it over the grounds.
Yeah, see, I still don't see the difference.
One is a manual process and one is a machine process.
Oh. Which one's which?
Manual would be the pour over.
Okay. Only machines can drip, folks.
Gradually pouring hot water over fresh grounds. So have you seen the Chemex coffee makers?
Yes.
That's a type of pour over.
I like that you situation. Mimed the shape of the Chemex. That was cool.
Or a beautiful lady.
For listener.
It is a visual medium.
Yeah. Would this be a good time to remind listener of anything?
Our socials?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to earlier, but you cut me off.
Did I?
Yes. We're going to be posting photos from this episode. At Made From Pod.
Should we also take this time to remind listener that episodes are being made available on YouTube? At
the YouTube?
The YouTube. Also at Made From Pod.
I'm just looking up the definition of espresso for you.
Oh.
So I can be like, I can be more specific.
Please.
So my mocha pot makes espresso.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most popular brewing methods, blah, blah, blah.
She's just reading Google to us now.
I know. A small amount of nearly boiling water is forced under pressure through finely ground coffee beans.
So again. Water.
Being forced.
Hot water.
Being forced through coffee grounds.
Over
instead
coffee
of
grounds.
Just using gravity.
Mm, okay. All right. So there's some real like
pressure.
Pressure.
And there's different kinds of shots. There's like a ristretto shot, which is like the first half of the espresso shot.
Okay.
So sometimes you'll see that on like the menu at
how do you know all these
the place
things?
With the green and white cups.
Why do you keep referring to these places?
You know the place with the blue cups? No.
No.
It was
do you
a
wanna tell a listener where we got drinks from tonight?
Oh, we got drinks from Bon Mi King tonight.
Yeah. What was yours?
Ooh. Sunny Sunshine.
Do you want to know?
Pinky Sunshine.
Pinky Sunshine.
Pinky Sunshine. I was going to get a Vietnamese coffee to be thematic.
Yeah.
But I know that I would never sleep after doing that.
Yours is Pinky Sunlight.
Pinky Sunlight.
And mine was Moonlight. And young Rebecca, who is a whole person,
mm-hmm.
not a figment of anyone's imagination.
I didn't drink 2 drinks.
She got Blue Sky.
Young Rebecca's was like a...
Trains now?
Young Rebecca's was a milky drink.
Yeah, and it got all over everything, but it all is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mine's lovely. It kind of tastes like lychee and strawberry.
Mine is absolutely delicious. I cannot tell you what's in it.
It looks...
Well, it's gray now because I mixed it, but it was really pretty when I got it.
I'm pretty sure it had that butterfly pea flower in it.
Okay, that doesn't sound good.
It's a thing.
But it tastes really good.
It's the blue thing that makes purple gin purple.
Cool.
And when you add citrus to it, it turns pink.
Ha! Huh. Well.
I'm hoping that listener can hear my notes.
I hope they cannot.
Okay, so Moss.
Yep.
Lovely room. They had a big coffee roasting machine in there.
They did. And bags of beans.
Bags of beans. And you got to point out to me how... how code works.
Building code.
Building code works. With a little bit of washable ceiling.
Cleanable washable surfaces.
But it was lovely. We stood and drank our coffees.
We did. There was a tall table.
Mm-hmm.
And
limited seating.
Limited.
They were busy.
Yeah. We stood at this tall table.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the things we did that day, and we did lots of fun things,
mm-hmm.
that stuck out in my mind as being really delightful.
You even texted me afterwards how nice that was.
I did. Standing at Moss, enjoying a coffee, or in my case, tea latte,
mm-hmm.
was the highlight.
I think when I resume taking hot girl walks from work, Moss will be on my route.
Is hot girl a verb or a noun?
Usually I get quite warm.
Do you want to know what people are saying?
About Moss?
Yeah.
I do.
I can only tell you what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I didn't go and get any.
5-star review?
I consider myself a people,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to give them a 5-star review.
Excellent.
I think that the environment was lovely. The mm-hmm. staff were lovely.
Mm-hmm.
The swag, the purchasables.
The merch.
The merch. Thank you.
The merch was good. The music was great.
The music was great. The sign in the window was cool. Like everything about it was just really neat.
Overall vibe?
Yep.
Five out of five. Excellent. I will concur.
Okay.
I was going to say -1 star because someone was yakking at me, but oh, that was you.
It was all good except for that.
There's a crazy lady at my table. Then okay. We went to 7.
7.
At 745 Wall Street.
Okay.
Fun fact, open 7 days a week.
Ah. Is that the inspiration for the name?
I don't know. I know that it is your community cafe.
And
I love a slogan.
Your community cafe. And it's in good company.
There's this little strip of Wall Street that has Wall Street Slice, Wolseley Kombucha,
yeah,
Sleepy Owl Bread,
yeah,
7,
yeah,
and I'd like to say some sort of silver plating facility.
Metal plating.
But it's just up the road from Barnhammer.
So when you say little slice of Wall Street, you're literally talking about
150
feet of Wall Street.
50 feet of
All
Wall Street.
All this fun stuff is in 50 feet of Wall Street.
You could go there. You could have coffee.
Yeah.
You could pick up some breads.
Pizza.
Fill up your kombucha growlers.
And silver plate something.
What more could you want? Barnhammer's up the street. There's a game store across the street.
That's right, too. I forgot about the game store.
Goodies is around the corner.
Yeah.
Ellis.
And so all of this is just north of Portage.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, super convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Full stop. That was supposed to be
That was your five out of five.
Yeah. Oh, did you want to hear what people are saying?
I want to hear what you're saying.
That's all I have.
You know what I liked about it? It had like a really cool laid back vibe.
Yes.
They had really good merch and they had these really cool robots.
Robots.
For sale. I'm going to tell you who made the robots.
Please do, because those little robots were not only cool, but they were made out of cool things. like camera parts.
And yes.
Like really cool little kind of old-timey robots.
They are made by... All right. The robots are made by Mad Mike Studio 68.
And where's that? That's in Winnipeg?
Michael R. Beaudry. Established in 2017, Mad Mike Studio 68 is the creative home for the fabrication of functional art and artworks.
Do you want to know what people are saying about Mad Mike?
I'm saying they're creative and fun.
And they got cool robots.
There was a robot with a camera for a head and an oil can for a body.
Yes.
Love stuff like that.
It's so cool.
And if you didn't have room in your home for a robot, you could take home a framed print.
Which were also really nice.
Very cool. They also had... Frozen ramen.
They had frozen ramen and gyoza? Dumplings.
From Yajiro?
No.
The ramen was from Yajiro. It was like a chili oil.
Wontons.
Chili oil they wontons.
Had chili oil wontons and ramen in a freezer, which you could take home and enjoy.
Yep. So that's another thing. Pizza, ramen, kombucha, bread.
Add it to the list.
When we were at Sleepy Owl, I picked up that pickle and roasted tomato Danish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I ate it in my car.
Did you?
Shamefully. I did. It was good.
So you had the flat white.
I had a flat white. I love a flat white.
And I had a cold brew.
Do you know the difference between an iced coffee and a cold brew?
One is iced. So one is a hot coffee that you add ice to.
Okay.
And the other is a coffee that you brew
without
cold.
Heat. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. See, that's all I know.
So it's usually like an overnight process.
Yeah.
You can brew it in the fridge. And it's basically you just mix coffee grounds with water and let it do its thing.
But also means that cold brew takes time.
Yes.
Iced coffee, you can whip up a hot coffee, add ice, add cream, and be on the way.
Yes. You can also do an iced espresso. Or an iced Americano.
Or an iced latte.
Exactly. Which is just adding milk to any milk. Of those things.
Milk and ice.
The flat white espresso with microfoam.
And what did you think?
It was really good. So generally speaking, I can tell if a flat white is going to be good or if it's going to be trash by how much it weighs.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, because of the frothiness.
So if you hand me my flat white and it's really heavy.
It's a good one?
No.
Oh.
If it's really heavy, then it's just too wet. Like it's just too dense. It doesn't have like the really creamy microfoam.
Right.
If you hand me my flat white and it's too light, then it's just going to be froth.
Right.
Don't like it. So this one was a really good flat white.
So you do a heft test.
I do a heft test. That's the first thing is when you hand it to me, I know if it's going to be trash or not.
Well, and my cold brew, I took a quick sip as I was struggling to get the straw in it. And it had really, okay, again, I know nothing about coffee. It had really, really good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Really good flavor. I kind of like when they taste a little bit burnt. Is burnt the right word?
Well, burnt coffee is gross.
No, not burnt.
Roasty?
Roasted. A roasty flavor.
Yeah.
And anyway, I really enjoyed that.
I noticed that wherever we went, the coffees tasted very different from each other.
Oh, yeah. I would say this is almost like our brewery tours.
Yeah. Like you're going to get your favorites. You're going to find a coffee that feels like comfortable and homey.
And we should probably mention that we made a concerted effort that morning to never order the same thing twice.
And to not order the same as each other.
Right. So we had... four breweries, we had eight completely different beverages that day.
And by brewery, you mean coffee shop.
Brew houses?
Breweries.
Sorry. Coffee houses.
They were brewing.
Four coffee houses, eight separate drinks.
Yes.
And I tended to live in the cold world. You tended to live in the hot world.
Yes. And you had a tea.
And I did have the tea.
Just to mix things up a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was lovely. Lovely people. Started, he said, early pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
2.5 years ago-ish?
Yeah.
So good on them for building something cool and keeping it going. I will tell you this.
Do tell.
From the Googles. Seven Cafe was started by a couple of friends with a mutual passion for coffee and building community.
Oh.
I like that.
Me too.
I like that a lot.
What was the phrase?
Your community cafe.
Love it.
See? And they're doing it. They were busy.
And
they were doing a good, brisk service on Saturday morning.
They were. And I don't live in that community, but I would definitely love to make that a stop whenever possible.
We think of like Wall Street is easily on the way to or from
lots of stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Well, mostly two. We can go around. You can go around the block. Then we headed out to, you know what else I'll say before I say where we went next? Someone ate breakfast that morning. It was you. But resisting a treat at every place was very difficult.
Why did you resist a treat?
Well, because I knew that we would have many treats if we did that.
Did we ever have a treat?
Well, I bought a Danish to take with me, but we didn't. We didn't have a treat anywhere.
That's a savory.
I even tried to get you to share a breakfast bun with me at our next stop.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't happen.
I should have.
We went to Bonnie Day.
I should have just muscled it down.
You could do it. If you believe in yourself, you can do it.
Sessionable.
Sessionable scones.
If you have the time.
If we had shared everything.
We should have done that. Okay, tell you what.
Yeah.
I pledge to you.
The next time we go out.
For our brew tour part two.
there will be snacks.
Yes, we will cut snacks in half.
Do not arrive having eaten.
I promise.
Next time.
Okay.
Bonnie Day.
Bonnie Day in Wolseley.
898 Westminster Ave.
Yeah.
To stay or to go, 7 days a week. I'm going to give listener the hours.
Okay.
Because the cafe and the restaurant are different.
Right. This is like a chimera of places.
The cafe is run a little bit differently from the restaurant. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the cafe menu, which is different from the Bonnie Day dinner menu. So don't go to the cafe looking for pizza.
One of them pours the water, the other grips it.
Very different. coffee drinks, cocktails, breakfast, and lunch fare. So you can get everything from a breakfast cookie to a vegan banh mi.
Wow.
These things I would recommend.
Okay.
What did you have at the Bonnie Day?
I had an iced mocha.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Which was really good.
Which is basically an iced latte with the addition of
hot chocolate
syrup.
it was the only thing I had with any measure of sweet in it, because I generally go for a non-sweet beverage. So
I tried that one. It wasn't overly sweet.
But I asked for half sweet.
Right. But it was chocolate forward.
It was.
It was very good.
I think probably using a very good quality chocolate.
Good point.
and you had a cortado.
I did.
Which I thought was breakfast.
It sounds like a sandwich.
It sounds like a crostini. It sounds like an Italian word for rigid bread.
Yes.
It is not.
It's not. A cortado is also known as a Gibraltar.
Okay.
So you'll see it on different menus. I think at Fools and Horses it might be a Gibraltar.
Okay.
It is equal parts espresso and steamed milk. So you usually get 2 ounces of espresso and 2 ounces of steamed milk. Mm-hmm. So it's a little beverage. It's only a 4-ouncer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was down in the cup.
Yeah. And that's some efficient coffee drinking.
Yeah.
Because I don't like a straight espresso, but.
So that gives you a good hit of caffeine in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't like to have a lot of dairy.
Right.
I think coffee beverages are the only, and cheeses. And ice creams. Okay, I guess I do eat dairy.
And cream sauces and butter. With the exception of this long list of dairy, I don't eat dairy.
I would never like just drink a whole glass of milk. Mm-hmm. But if you were to heat it up and put espresso in it.
Oh man, I love a tall glass of cold milk.
Can't do it.
Tell me how you feel. Don't you like my yum?
But I do like it as a coffee drink.
Yeah.
Although I find Starbucks...
Which one's that? Green cup?
The white cup with the green. Although in about a month, they'll be coming out with their Christmas cups.
Red cups. Oh my God.
We'll everybody see who they anger this year.
Everybody becomes red cup.
I find that some of the Starbucks milk drinks, like the PSL or the...
Never ordered it. I will never order that.
Peppermint mocha. Like,
oh, that one's good.
They do give me a tummy ache.
Yeah, me too. Why is that? Too much sugar?
I don't know if it's the fuckery. I don't know what it is, but they do give me a stomach ache.
Me too.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we have to say about Bonnie Day?
Would you like to know what people are saying?
I'd like to know what you're saying.
I love Bonnie Day. That's another one.
And what a cool room.
Yeah, that's another one where it's a small spot.
Yep.
There's a beautiful patio.
Yep.
And it's busy. There were lots of people there.
Lots of people.
Yeah, even a
big and it group. Had a community feel to it.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lovely place to go for dinner. And
we will.
If people remember our Fringe episode.
Yes.
They will see our guest Jay bartending.
Which we will.
In the evenings. Which we will.
Soon.
When I we hope. Go.
Yeah.
Highly recommend the whipped feta.
Okay.
Another dairy product.
I'm into it. Another dairy product.
So of all these places, you had never been to any of these hot spots I took you to.
Not a one.
And then I surprised you with Riley Gray.
Okay. So this was
701 Corridon Avenue.
An adventure.
Yes. Because it's not just a cafe.
No. In fact, it's not even cafe forward.
No. The cafe is incidental.
Part of me doesn't even want to tell listener about this place just to tell them to go. Because I feel like you can't tell somebody about it and not spoil some of the adventure.
We should say it's a store.
It's a store.
With all kinds of things.
Like, just go.
Yeah.
And when you think you've reached the back of the store, you have not.
No.
Keep going.
There's hallways.
There's doorways.
I think you can get your nails done there. You can buy books.
There's tangents.
There's all kinds of stuff. But the cafe itself.
It is so cute.
It is so cute. So the bright, 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 bright yellow tables and chairs.
Yes.
And then they have an equally bright yellow coffee grinder and espresso machine.
Yes.
And the cutest cups.
They're really cute.
Everything there was cute. Like everything in Riley Gray is cute.
Yeah. If you like cute.
If you like things to be a little bit twee.
Yeah. Well, no, you're going to turn people off if you say that.
Really? If you're looking for a gift for someone who likes things, that's where you go to Riley Gray.
You're going
to
find something. And there's even cracks in the walls that are peeking at you.
That's true.
Are we going to put that on the socials?
Do you know what they're saying about their own store?
Oh, what are they saying?
Riley Gray is an experience. It is fun, special, accepting, and always a little bit cute.
I got all of that.
All of it. Yeah. It was very cool. I bought a little surprise baby in a box and a patch to wear to the trans kids pride rally on the next day.
You sure did. And I don't know if we keep this in or not, but whilst we were sitting enjoying our coffees, you commented on how you would love to decorate your kitchen in the same spirit, including the wiggle board, which,
okay,
for listeners' benefit.
Wiggle board is a perfectly...
It's surely not.
Technical name.
For listeners' benefit, wiggle board is the name in Roy's world for corrugated metal.
What sounds like more fun? Ooh. Should cover the whole house in corrugated metal. No, thanks. That sounds dangerous. Why don't we cover it in wiggle board?
Oh, fun. Sign me up. Wiggle board. I've been enjoying laughing at wiggle board ever since that day.
Oh, there's more where that came from. And it's dog friendly. The shop is dog friendly. And they have two shop dogs. Yeah. None of which we got to meet because one of them was in a timeout.
He was having a timeout. And he was crying.
Part corgi, part troublemaker, it sounded like. He wasn't happy.
You had a latte with a pistachio something or other.
I had a pistachio latte. And it came in a pistachio green cup, which made me way happier than things normally make me.
Oh, it was synchronicity. Yeah. And I had an iced latte.
Which was different from the iced mocha you had earlier.
And different from the tea latte and the cold brew.
We're covering all our grounds. Have we talked about what a latte is?
No, let's.
Espresso, steamed milk, and a layer of foam on top.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a curveball. Oh, you're not done.
I'm not done because it's a third espresso.
Yeah.
Two-thirds skimmed milk or steamed milk.
Okay.
And then the foam on top is just
fun.
Extra. So it's not the same proportions as the cappuccino. It's more milk, less foam.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
What is the difference?
Oh boy.
Between a cappuccino and an espresso?
The milk.
Really?
Like the
ratio?
Like the espresso is just espresso.
But what's espresso?
Didn't we talk about this?
Didn't we? I thought it was cappuccino. Young Rebecca is about to walk out the door.
Young Rebecca, get her meds. It's time for Peach's meds.
All right, never mind.
So espresso is the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Espresso on its own is just espresso.
A shot of espresso.
Right? A third.
Cappuccino.
Third, two-thirds, latte.
Oh, I'm learning today.
And a Gibraltar?
Is a cortado.
Right?
And it is a rigid Italian bread.
No. It is equal parts espresso and milk.
Listeners screaming at their round-top radio right now.
And when I say equal parts espresso and milk, it's not like 2 cups of espresso, 2 cups of milk. It's 2 ounces and 2 ounces.
Okay.
We'll get there.
All right.
Do you know what a red eye coffee is?
I don't know, but I probably feel like I have that right now.
You probably need one right now. It is a cup of drip coffee with a shot of espresso thrown in it. Just to up the caffeine.
It's just ratcheting up the caffeine for the purposes of...
Yeah. The place with the red cups does it now.
Okay.
Which I don't know if they could make their own coffee any worse by adding more...
A red eye. Well.
Not to be confused with red eye gravy, which is
what?
Pan gravy made with black coffee that gets poured over steak.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like a breakfast thing in the States.
Cool. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know where I fall on that.
I think we covered. Oh, and an Americano
is
espresso and hot water.
No milk.
So you can like approximate a drip coffee.
Why would you? Oh, because it's quicker.
Well.
Like otherwise, why would you do that?
Well, if you like the taste of espresso.
Right.
As opposed to a drip coffee. You just like throw your shots of espresso into hot water. I think that's why it's called an Americano. Because when Americans were over in Italy, probably during a war, let's say. Mm. They were used to drinking drip coffee. Or percolated coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians were making espresso.
Mm.
So to give the Americans that.
Americano.
Yeah. Right?
I mean.
So I'll drink Americanos frequently. But they are more expensive than a drip coffee.
You know what I'm thinking? It's too hard learning two languages at the same time.
You're trying to learn German.
And coffee.
And Italian. And coffee. Coffee's a whole other language.
It's a whole other language. I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
No.
No, I'll take it. Give me everything you got.
And if you go to Italy and you order a latte, you will get a cup of milk.
I would not be opposed. We covered that.
There'd be no coffee in it.
So is that true?
Yeah.
Why? Because latte...
Is just milk.
Is the word milk?
Yeah.
Can I have a latte? They're just like, do they warm it? Or do they just hand you a glass of milk?
They'll probably steam it and hand it to you like you're some sort of fool.
And then they'll roll their eyes, Canadian. Okay. Good to know.
To get that cafe in there.
Mm.
That was the end of our coffee tour because we were so hopped up at that point.
Zing!
I was probably like 8 shots in, I'm guessing. But we met for lunch the other day.
Yes.
At a new place in the exchange. It's so new, in fact.
Squeaky.
That it's, I think we were there on like day 5 or 6 of them being open.
I didn't even realize that.
No. It's called Sam's Place.
Yeah.
A place to belong.
Another slogan.
I know. I'm good at the slogan say. 140 Bannatyne. And for older listener, it's where the Marble Club was.
Yeah, I've never been, so no. That did not resonate with me. Do you know what Peaches are saying?
What are Peaches saying about Sam's Place?
It was amazing. It was so cute.
It was so cute. And
it's so close to my office.
And as far as like, we're in a bit of a coffee desert, kind of between your office and my office.
Yes.
Also, there's really no place in the exchange to go for like an under $10 lunch.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you can't just go get a sandwich anywhere anymore. It's got to be a whole thing.
You can head over to Sky Convenience and get a chocolate bar and a Coke.
One could.
Or not.
One could. But this place, Sam's Place, is a social enterprise of MCC Manitoba. So the Mennonite Central Committee, of which young Rebecca just smiled. It is a vibrant cafe in the Exchange District that equips and empowers young people to overcome barriers by bridging the gap toward meaningful employment, which is really what we're doing with young Rebecca here. We're bridging that gap.
No. lofty aims. They've got goals.
It is a lovely space.
Yeah, it's really beautiful in there.
It's bright. They have merch.
There's a very interesting brick soldier course.
Mm-hmm.
Every five or so layers.
You're obsessed with the bricks.
Well, there was some interesting things happening with the bricks. Maybe I should look into that and tell listener about it next episode.
We're going to have a whole episode of anomalies.
Yeah.
Things that Paige found weird.
Weird architectural boring facts.
Do you want to know about the Youth and Young Adult Work Skills Program?
Yeah.
They provide hard and soft skills training over the course of a 3 to 6 month placement for youth aged 14 to 24 to learn employable skills.
Oh, cool.
Such as barista-ing.
Is that a soft skill?
Restauranting. I think, you know, customer service in general.
It should be baristing.
Baristing? Is that your baristing bitch face? participants receive certifications and coaching to ensure they are fully empowered to work in the coffee shop, and they do resume writing to prep for the future.
Oh, cool. Very good.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that there's information for potential participants or mentors at samsplacecoffee.com.
That's really cool.
And so if you know of someone, send them down.
And you would maybe know none of this if you just stumbled in and found yourself. Actually, that's what was happening. So where I was seated, I had a full view of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched no fewer than half a dozen people walk up to the building, look, like do a double take, look at the sign,
mm-hmm.
and then step in. Like they didn't look like they were headed there.
No.
But they just sort of fell in and they found this amazing place.
Because people like me wander the exchange aimlessly looking for a place to get a bagel.
No, that's not aimless then, is it?
No. I want to show you something. As this is a visual medium.
What are you showing me?
I wanted to show you.
Did you take a picture of that cool soldier course?
No, I didn't. Mm. I wanted to show you their new logo. Or I guess it's just a logo. Okay, I'm going to put this on our socials. Take a look at this logo. It's genius.
Okay. It's a coffee cup.
And a smile. Isn't that adorable?
It's cool.
SP, Sam's Place. It's so happy cute little thing.
I love that place. Do you want to know what Peaches are saying?
What are Peaches saying about it?
That was a really... We had beef borscht. Am I stealing your thunder?
Beet borscht.
Am I stealing your thunder?
No.
We had a beet borscht.
Yes.
We had a toasted plain bagel with a herb and garlic cream cheese.
With a schmear.
And the bagel was like kind of like a nice sort of New York style old school.
Had a good chew to it. It wasn't like your supermarket bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an iced caramel apple butter latte.
Yep. And I had a hot one.
And you had the same thing but hot.
But later.
And later. And mine was half sweet.
Yes. And mine was full sweet.
And the staff member who helped us out was super friendly.
Yep.
And the merch in the store was beautiful. There were lots of...
They had everything from hoodies to coffee cups to bumper stickers. There was...
Do you want to tell them about the bumper sticker I got you?
I got a bumper sticker. And it's got a killer whale on it. And it says, I heart orca-nized crime. The best.
Are we the only ones who think that's funny?
Yeah, listeners okay. dying right now. Hopefully listeners up on their current events.
You just shut the radio off. Oh, and if you don't like puns, you might want to turn off the end of this show because we're going to come up with our favorite
yes.
proposed coffee shop names.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So I would say the one thing about Sam's Place, limited menu in terms of food offerings.
Yeah.
So there's soup of the day. I think we had a choice of two soups.
You also had a seasonal treat.
I did have a seasonal treat. I'm getting there.
Okay, sorry.
Soup of the day, bagel with cream cheese.
And there were two types of bagels. Yeah. There was an everything. I didn't tell you this. There was an everything and a plain. I got the plain.
You made the right choice.
Okay, good.
And then it said on the online menu that they have sandwiches from La Belle Baguette.
Mm.
Probably when La Belle Baguette is open.
Right.
And that would probably be like a limited time offering.
Like if you don't
like they're not going to run one. Across the river and get you one.
Yeah.
You got to get while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Baked goods.
Yes.
There were pecan slices.
Yes.
And I had the pumpkin coffee cake.
That's right.
Do you know that piece of coffee cake was $1.50?
It was so cheap. It right? was a big dessert. I mean, you cut it into four.
Yeah. So I think the soup of the day was about $10, came with bread.
Yeah.
Bagel with cream cheese, about $5.
Yeah. Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. High quality beverages.
And
they served, had all kinds of stuff. They had something called a sparkler or a refresher or a...
Yes. And they served my iced latte in glassware.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours was to go. So they mm-hmm. served that in a to-go cup.
And I liked compost.
And I liked the dishware, actually.
Everything was really cute. Everything was really, really cute. I'm really happy that they're in the exchange.
The tables were nice. The space was nice. There was
The people seating. Seemed okay.
The people seemed great. There were, I bumped into other architects.
See, there so you go.
We know 3 out of 3 architects approve. Of Sam's Place. And
it looked like they were staging a whole bunch of quilts for something.
There were lots of quilts.
The Mennonites love a quilt.
I have no comment.
I can say that. Like, no one is going to disagree with you. No one's going to angrily write in and say Mennonites don't love quilts.
Well, and for the record, who doesn't love a quilt?
Right? Well, it's just shout warmth. Out to Holly.
Another shout out to Holly.
For keeping the call.
We should shout out, actually, to...
The quilting going.
Hold my seam ripper. On Instagram.
Oh, hold my seam ripper on Instagram is the aforementioned Holly. If you want to get your mind blown by some quilts.
Yes.
Hold my seam ripper.
Winnipeg Design.
Did you come up with a name for your...
Well, I'm not there yet.
Theoretical coffee.
I got a couple fun facts for you first.
Fun facts.
Okay. So did you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like you will know all of these.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that a coffee bean isn't technically a bean?
I didn't.
Oh, she's winking. It's actually a seed.
It is.
Inside a coffee cherry.
That's exciting.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, today I learned.
It's not really it's not a legume at all.
No, not even.
So when people say that they've just had a bean salad, they were drinking a cup of coffee.
Do you mean you had...
some sort of nut milk. Well, soy milk could be a bean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legume milk.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that was your fun fact?
No, yeah, it was one of them.
Okay.
Are you familiar with civet coffee?
I sure am. do you want me to explain it to Lister, or do you want to?
Well, you know, you go ahead.
In the most delicate way possible.
Okay, yeah.
The coffee cherries.
Yes.
Are eaten by the civet cat.
Yes.
Who then poop out
defecate.
Thank you.
It's kind of like decaf. Eight.
The coffee beans, as we call them, mm-hmm. the insides of the coffee cherries. Mm-hmm. And then they're gathered up and roasted and made into coffee.
Do you know they can cost more than $600 a pound?
Because they've been through the intestines of a cat?
I guess. I don't know. It's, highly desirable.
I guess.
Somebody once made the joke that they should call it Nescafeces.
That's the best way to shart your day.
Do you know about black ivory coffee?
No. Is it like a blood diamond?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
This coffee is produced from partly digested coffee cherries eaten and defecated by Thai elephants.
Oh.
All right. Also can be $500 a pound.
I'm okay to have cheap undigested coffee.
Defecation free.
I'm okay with that.
Do you want to guess which country drinks the most coffee? I think cold people.
Cold people. Canada?
No.
No. Russia?
No. I really sent you astray with that whole cold people.
Sweden?
No. Finland.
Finland? Is that per capita? Because there's not that many Finns.
It is per capita. The average adult Finn consumes 27 and a half pounds of coffee a year. For reference, Americans average only about 11 pounds.
Oof.
Second place is?
Sweden.
Norway. Jeez. Third place?
Sweden.
Iceland.
Jeez. I'm never going to win this.
Fourth place?
Sweden.
Denmark.
Is Sweden on the list?
I don't know.
Apparently, back in the day, it was illegal in Sweden to drink coffee. Are you going to tell me this?
No, in Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about Sweden as much as you'd like to make this about Sweden. Sweden, we love you.
Sweden, we love you. But And the only reason I know this is because I was in line at IKEA the other day.
Oh, did you get a veggie dog?
There were coffee facts on the wall.
And what, it was illegal?
Because they have a thing called fika.
Fika?
Which is like I think it's called fika.
What is it?
It's a coffee date.
You're Googling now.
I'm Googling it. Oh, fila? No.
I'm not done my fun facts.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Fika is a coffee and cake break. But it's really, I wouldn't say a ritual, but it's an important part of the day. Like to get together, drink a coffee with someone.
It's like tea to the Brits.
Speak your mind, think your thoughts. Yeah. It's like a way of getting together with someone, enjoying
the
ritual of having a cup of coffee. Well, no, back in the day, the kings made it illegal to drink coffee. And so now in Sweden, they're embracing the fact that it's no longer illegal.
Ah,
and they drink all the coffee, but apparently not all the coffee.
The world drinks 1.6 billion cups of coffee every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That is second only
to tea.
To oil.
Damn it.
As the largest trading commodity.
Oh. I was going to say that the most consumed beverage in the world is tea.
Water.
Is it not?
Well.
Well, water is in tea and coffee.
In the 16th century.
Oh, boy.
In Constantinople.
Not Istanbul.
Not Istanbul at the time. Not providing your wife with enough coffee was grounds for divorce. Get it? this is my favorite fun fact.
Okay.
Bees are the main pollinators of coffee plants.
Mm-hmm.
The flower contains a caffeinated nectar. Caffeinated bees are more efficient at gathering pollen and transporting it back to their hive.
I was going to say, like, you want to get those bees going. Get them on the coffee plants.
Yeah.
Do you know how coffee was discovered as a thing?
I don't know.
Do
you know the story? About a herder?
Yeah, it was a herder.
Tell me more.
A shepherd, let's say. I'm going to say that it was in Ethiopia.
Nepal?
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
One of the E countries.
Okay.
And a shepherd observed that when his sheep or goats, one of those animals, when they would eat the beans or yep. eat the fruit off this certain plant,
yeah.
that they would stay up all night. So he was like, hey, let's see if it works on me. And so he tried it, and so it worked.
But you know what's interesting? So, like, what would be your first step? It would probably be to eat the cherry.
Probably, not the
seed. And then you'd be like, this isn't working. Well, and then you'd be like, maybe I need to eat the seed.
Maybe.
And then maybe you'd eat the seed. And then maybe you'd be like, this isn't enjoyable. And then maybe you'd be like, let's grind this seed up and put it in hot water or drip water over it or pour water over it or mix it with foam or don't mix it with foam or milk or cream or in certain parts equally or not equally.
But this is like the first person that ever ate an egg. You can't go back that far and think these thoughts because it will consume you.
It just did. All right. Give me your cafe name. So I tasked Roy with coming up with a name for a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of spoiled it.
I did?
Yes.
I spoiled it?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Because my coffee shop was going to be called Grounds for Divorce.
Oh. That's a good one.
I know.
I have a couple.
It could be where people would go and, like, you know, hash out their relationship problems, and then we would have free legal advice should they need it.
Okay, well, I came up with a couple.
Okay.
So, where have you been?
Sure.
Caffeined, with an emphasis on
fiend.
Fiend.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If it was a cat cafe, mm-hmm. since we now know those are a thing,
mm-hmm.
fuzzy beans.
Like toe beans?
Fuzzy toe beans.
Okay.
And I have an NSFW version.
Oh.
Grinder.
Cue the music.